And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A new and powerful report from the North Carolina Poverty Research Fund provides perhaps the most damning indictment yet of the North Carolina General Assembly's refusal to close the state's health coverage gap. The report, entitled Violence Against the Poor, The Consequences of North Carolina's Failure to Expand Medicaid, tells the stories of patients and physicians to illustrate the disastrous consequences of denying health care coverage to hundreds of thousands of low-income people. As the report explains, the human toll of North Carolina's failure to expand Medicaid has been huge. In the first 4 years that expansion was available nationally, 1,400 North Carolinians between the ages of 55 and 64 died because of the state's refusal to expand. Going forward, more than 1,000 lives will be saved every year if Medicaid is expanded. What's more, the report explains, these numbers only hint at the individual suffering and loss and the continuing damage to North Carolina's healthcare system and its economy. The bottom line, North Carolinians should have to wait no longer. State legislative leaders should end their destructive blockade now. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.